looked at again and again, half consciously, by your mind thinking of something else. Any object mixes itself so profoundly with the stuff of thought that it loses its actual form and recomposes itself a little differently in an ideal shape which haunts the brain when we least expect it. The mind, exposed to the ordinary course of life, receives upon its surface a myriad impressions, trivial, fantastic, evanescent, or engraved with the sharpness of the steel. From all sides they come, an incessant shower of innumerable atoms, composing in the sun what we might venture to call life itself. Voices, yes, voices. Wordless voices, breaking the silence suddenly, with such depth of contentment, such passion of desire, or, in the voices of children, such freshness of surprise, breaking the silence. But there was no silence. Let us record the atoms as they fall upon the mind in the order in which they fall. Let us trace the pattern, however disconnected and incoherent in appearance, which each sight or incident scores upon the consciousness. Let us not take it for granted that life exists more in what is commonly thought big than in what is commonly thought small. Thank you.